بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, dear listeners in Islam, it is that time of the year where hundreds of thousands or millions of people have gathered on the plains of Mina. From all over the world, they have left their families, they have left their kith and kin, they have left their jobs, and they have congregated on this one plain. And this is farad in Islam. This Islam is based on five pillars. One of the pillars of Islam is to perform this Hajj. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah has beautifully mentioned the speciality of Hajj, the peculiarity of Hajj is that in this Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one verse was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which the mention was made of the completion of this deen. That's the speciality of Hajj, that a mention was made of this completion of this entire deen. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This verse of the Quran, the first portion of the verse, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, is an i'lan. It is an announcement to mankind that we have completed this deen. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. This is a bashara, a glad tidings for the ummah until the day of Qiyamah. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And this beautiful bounty has been perfected. As a bashara, as a glad tidings for the summah until the day of Qiyamah. And then the last portion of this ayah, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This is a stamp, this is a seal, that I am only happy with this deen of Islam. Who's saying this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to mankind until the day of Qiyamah, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, that I'm only pleased with the deen of Islam for you until the day of Qiyamah. No other ism, no other religion, no other way of life will be accepted in the court of Allah. Only this one deen, and that is the deen of Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيُقْبَلَ مِنْ. If you have to come in front of Allah with any other deen, any other religion, any other ism, any other way of life, it will be rejected in the court of Allah. That Nabi said 1400 years ago, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَىٰ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. He said, I left you on a clear proof. This deen is very clear. The brightness of this deen is very clear. The way of this deen is very clear. Like how the brightness of day is clear compared to night, no one is in doubt whether it is night now or whether it is day. Because when the sun comes out, it makes it extremely clear for every person. تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَىٰ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. It is extremely clear this pathway that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this ummah upon. This was the speciality of Hajj, that this verse of the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the completion of this deen. And the ulama have mentioned there are three lessons of Hajj. There are three lessons of Hajj. The first lesson of Hajj is the day of Arafat. That will be tomorrow, the day of Arafat, where the Hujjaj, millions of them, will leave Mina and they will go to the plains of Arafat. And what was the objective of Arafat? What's the lesson of Arafat? the lesson of Arafat is that we should get our sins forgiven by Allah. The entire lesson of Arafat is to supplicate and beg from Allah that every single one of us are sinners. And the objective of this is how we can get our sins forgiven by Allah. This was that plane, that place, that specific land where Abu al-Bashar, Adam alayhi salam, all of our grandfather, when he came from Jannah into this world, he asked Allah forgiveness for the one mistake that he made. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the forgiveness and completed whatever was the mistake of Adam alayhi salam. Allah gave him that basharat and glad tidings of his forgiveness on that plains of Arafat. And this will be the plains where mankind will gather and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their forgiveness. And this is the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is readily waiting to accept every person that supplicates to Allah. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was ma'soom, although he was sinless, when he made his own Hajj, it was the month of April. It was the month of April. And April is coming towards the summer months, is extremely hot in the Arabian Peninsula. And he sat on the back of his camel Adba, and he made dua on the day of Arafat for 5 to 6 hours long, stretching his hands forward that people could see his underarms because of the ihram that he was wearing. And then when his hands were paining, he pulled his hands back, and then again he pulled his hands out, and he pulled his hands back, and he put his hands out. And for the entire day he did not have anything to eat. He was not fasting. The Nabi of Allah was not fasting. Sahaba thought that he was fasting. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she sent a bowl of milk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was on top of the camel. He took the bowl of milk. He drank the milk to show everyone that he was not fasting. In his Hajj, when he was there for Hajj on the day of Arafat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not fast on the day of Arafat, and he drank this milk. But it teaches us a lesson that we should make dua on this day, on the day of Arafat. The main dua for the forgiveness of our sins. This is the first lesson of Hajj. The second lesson of Hajj is, the ulama speak about the day of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, which we know is the day of Eid. We know the day of Eid. And this has to do with the sacrificing of the animal. The sacrificing of the animal. The incident of Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa taslimat. When he comes with his young little son to Makkah Mukarrama, and they're living in Makkah for a good period of time until the son becomes big. And the son is running around, which Allah speaks of in the Quran. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْذُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. When he sees his son, he sees a dream from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was commanded to slaughter his son. He was commanded to slaughter his son. The ulama have stated that we have been encouraged by Sharia, by the law of Islam, to keep that connection with the animal, that we keep the animal in our house for some time, for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, that the connection is built with this animal, and then we slaughter the animal so that the love can be felt. He did not bring up an animal. He did not bring up an animal. After he made dua to Allah for many, many years, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, until he was close to 90 years of age, Allah blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam with a son. Then Allah seen that there was some space in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam for the son. So Allah showed him in a dream, which is the lightest form of revelation, that slaughter your son. He thought it was a dream from Shaitan. He seen the dream the next day. He seen the dream the third day. He traveled all the way from Sham. He came to Makkah Mukarrama. He came to the house to collect his son with the intention to slaughter his own son. When he came and he was walking out from the house, as he was going towards Mina, taking his son to slaughter his son, Shaitan came in the way to distract him, and Shaitan said, Shaitan made the indication that this is your father, he's taking you to slaughter you. He said, oh my father, I see some image in front of me that is giving me a command that you are going to slaughter me. He said, that is Shaitan. Pick up the pebbles and throw it at him. This is what is known as Rami on the 10th and the 11th and the 12th. And for those that stay on the 13th of Dhul Hijjah, they do the Rami of the pelting of the Shayateen of the three different places because of what Ibrahim alayhi salam did with his son. And then when he brought him to the place to slaughter him, he asked his son, oh my son, I've been commanded to slaughter you, what do you say about it? Not like today, a father asks his son, I have to give you medication, I have to give you some tablets, I have to give you some liquid, I have to give you some medication. The son says, no, I don't want it. So what the father is going to do? No, the doctor said it's a prescription 3 times a day, I have to give it to you. Whether you like it, we'll give it to you happily. And if you don't like it, pakar ke. We're going to catch you, put you on the floor, the mother is going to hold your hands and we're going to shove it down. It has to go, this is how we're going to do it. He asked his son, what do you think? What's your opinion? His son said, if'al ma tu'mar. Allahu Akbar. His son said, if'al ma tu'mar. ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. Do as you have been commanded to do. That's why in the Quran, this ummah was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to follow the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We have been commanded by Allah. فاتبعوا ملت إبراهيم حنيفا. We have been commanded to follow the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why? The millat of Ibrahim. Why? Because the father, the mother, and the child, the entire family, as a family unit, were all willing to surrender themselves in the court of Allah. All of them. Not only the husband, and the wife is doing her own thing, or the wife, mashallah, she's very pious and saliha, and the husband's doing his own thing. No, this was a family unit. When Allah asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, can you surrender? Do you surrender? Do you put yourself forward? What is Islam? What is Islam? Islam is to submit ourselves from head to toe in the court of Allah. This is known as Islam. Islam is to surrender ourselves from head to toe. I don't cut my hair as I want. I see what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me. I don't dress as I want. I don't speak as I want. I don't do things as I want. I don't eat as I want. I don't sleep as I want. No, I have a way of life. This is called Islam. Islam is not just a name of Islam, is to surrender. It's a way of life of every moment of our life, how we act, how we do things. Allah asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. He gave himself over to Allah. Then his wife, when they made hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah, from Sham towards Makkah Mukarramah, when they came to Makkah, he asked his wife, I'm going to leave you here and I'm going. She said, Allahu amaraka bihada. Did Allah command you with this? Ibrahim alayhi salam nodded and he said, yes. She said, idan la yudayi'una Allah. Then Allah will never destroy us. Allah will never destroy us. And Allah proved his qudrat. And Allah proved that he is Razzaq, that he is the provider. That in that desert, when there wasn't a drop of water, there wasn't a shade under which you could take any kind of shelter. And he was leaving and he was saying, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. It's very easy to read the ayah, but imagine the condition. You're leaving your wife, you're leaving a son, and you're leaving them after so many years, Allah blessed you, and you're leaving them just to the wild, like a death mission. Like a death mission, and trusting in Allah alone. The quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam was, the trust that he had in Allah. And Allah proved that he is Razzaq. He is the provider from a place where there was no means of sustenance. Allah brought Zamzam into existence. In the shade of the Kaaba, Allah brought Zamzam into existence to prove to mankind until the day of Qiyamah that he is the Razzaq. He is the provider for mankind until the day of Qiyamah. And my respected brothers and elders, this is the sacrifice, the third lesson, upon whom it is wajib, they should try and sacrifice the animal. It's not the knife on the neck. It's not the knife on the neck. It's actually the incident that is behind it on the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. To take the love and attachment of the things around us and to put our attachment in Allah alone. And the third lesson of Hajj. The third lesson of Hajj. The first, my respected brothers and sisters, is the Arafat, to ask Allah for our forgiveness. The second lesson is the sacrifice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his last year, in his Hajj, he sacrificed 63 camels with his own hand. 63 camels with his own hand. And he made nahar. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar. To read the Eid Salah and then to make nahar. When the camel is standing, they poke a knife in and they cut the veins. While the camel is standing, he slaughtered 63 camels because he was 63 years of age. And one camel is for 7 shares. He slaughtered 63 camels on his own name on the last year of his life. The third lesson of Hajj, which the ulama speak about, is that in Mina, in the plains of Mina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave 2 khutbahs. And many of the masajid and people in their homes, we have the farewell sermon. The farewell sermon that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. So Friday was the day of Arafat in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Friday. And Saturday was the 10th of the Hijjah. It was the day of Mina. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave 2 khutbahs. He gave 2 khutbahs. One on the Friday and one on the... Can I stand up?
Yes, please. I'm not feeling comfortable. Yes.
On the Friday, he gave a khutbah on the Friday, which was the day of Arafat. And on a Saturday, he gave the same khutbah. But the ulama state there were just few differences between the khutbahs. Very, very slight differences between the khutbah. Friday's khutbah and Saturday's khutbah. Both of them were the final sermon of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The difference between these 2 khutbahs was after Asr Salah, Surah Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath was revealed, which had a subtle indication, the Nabi of Allah is no more going to live for the next year. It was a subtle indication. And this verse was revealed, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, the completion of Deen, was also revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I mentioned a few differences between this. On the first khutbah when he gave in Arafat, there was a person by the name of Abu Yazid Raqqashi who was echoing the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no mic and speaker system. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking. There were 124,000 sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And they were echoing the voice and the sound was replayed by him. And then other sahaba were repeating the words until everyone understood what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. This was on Friday in Arafat. In Mina, the next day, miraculously, Abu Bakra radiyallahu ta'ala an was standing at the flank of his camel, Rasulullah sallallahu camel, Adba, and Rasulullah sallallahu was speaking, and miraculously, with no one echoing or relaying the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sound of the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam reached each and every sahabi. This was on the plains of Mina, miraculously. And on this plains of Mina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked one question on the completion of his khutbah. He started his khutbah a little different. He said, Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada. There's a great possibility you will not see me again. He started the khutbah a little different. And he ended the khutbah a little different. On the completion of the khutbah, he said, Ala hal ballaght. He asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, have I conveyed the message of Tabligh? Have I conveyed the message of this deen? Have I propagated this deen? And then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, in one voice, they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بلغت الرسالة وأديت الأمانة ونصحت الأمة وكشفت الغمة وجاهدت في سبيل الله حق جهاده. That O Nabi of Allah, the amanat-e-risalat, the responsibility and trust that was placed on my shoulders, I have passed on that message to the whole ummah, and they will pass it on to the whole mankind until the day of Qiyamah. And then he took a responsibility, a word of responsibility. He asked them, Allah al-Ballagh. They said, بلغت الرسالة وأديت الأمانة ونصحت الأمة وكشفت الغمة وجاهدت في سبيل الله حق جهاده. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pointing with his finger to the sky, Allahumma ashhad, Allahumma ashhad, Allahumma ashhad. Oh Allah, you bear testimony, I fulfill this responsibility. Oh Allah, you bear testimony, I fulfill this responsibility of propagating this deen. He did not come for himself. This Nabi of Allah did not come for himself. Me, myself, and I. And the chapter is over. No, my respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters. It was a concern and a fikr to save mankind from the fire of Jahannam. To save mankind from the fire of Jahannam. That every Sahabi said, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ. Every single one that is present has the responsibility of prophethood on their shoulders. Every one of us here sitting, and every Muslim until the day of Qiyamah, we have the amanate risalat placed on our shoulders. The responsibility which was given to a Nabi, the responsibility which was given to a Prophet, we have the responsibility on our shoulders to go to every alley and every gully, to go to door to door, house to house, shop to shop, to go city to city, to go state to state, to go country to country, to go continent to continent, for the propagation of this deen, because no more a Nabi will come. No Nabi will come. وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We will question you with this amanat that we placed on your shoulders. We will question you. And Sahaba fulfilled the amanat. And Sahaba strove in the path of Allah. All over the world, 124,000 Sahaba in the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many graves in Hijaz and Muqaddas? How many graves? Not even 14,000 graves. And 110,000 graves of Sahaba spread across the world as a testification of them fulfilling the responsibility. Look at Jordan, Palestine, thousands of graves of Sahaba, and they fulfilled this amanat that was on their shoulders. My respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, the three lessons of Hajj. Three lessons of Hajj. One is to ask Allah for our forgiveness, the day of Arafat. Those that can fast, it is very virtuous to fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will forgive the year before and the year to come. To sacrifice the animal and to understand the amanat and risalat through the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has been placed on our shoulders. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, this gets performed this soon, inshallah.